In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
How significant is the agreement between the Bears and Arlington Heights over the amount of tax to pay for the 326 acres of land they own? What happens next?
I think this is one of the more significant stories of Monday. I believe that this is progress. If you care about progress in terms of the Bears building a stadium on property they own, the 326 acres that they own, the 326 acres they paid $197 million to own. Things are going in that direction, and Kevin Warren arrived. Now they are fixated on the lakefront. Doesn't look like it's going to be the south lot. A lot of obstacles in the way. Oh, what about the Michael Reese site? That looks good. Are they going to go there? Because they might have private money in investment at the Michael Reese site. A little bit narrow. But the Bears say, well, that wasn't really us. That was more the developer. Okay, fine. A lot of obstacles in that way. You know what just happened on Monday? This is the equivalent of the I-Pass lane opening up and this clear sailing to Arlington Heights. If time is money, the Bears are wasting both by not heading in this direction. If they want us to believe they're serious about getting a stadium built in expedient terms and as fast as possible, they will take advantage of this. This was a hurdle that they now have cleared. This is something I think is significant. I agree with the mayor of Arlington Heights, Tom Hayes, who called it just that, a significant step back toward Arlington Heights. If you aren't going in this direction, Kevin Warren, tell us why. Tell us why. This requires more than a no comment. This requires an explanation because now everything's in place. Get the shovels in the ground.
Let's change a line a little bit from Field of Dreams. So where they build it, they will go. It doesn't matter if they build it in Arlington Heights. It doesn't matter if they build it at Michael Reese. It doesn't matter if they redo something at Soldier Field or redo the South Lot or they go to the 78. Wherever the Bears play football, lots of people are going to go and the new stadium is going to be gorgeous. And I hope I'm lucky enough to be there. Okay, I hope I am. I was there for the first game when they landed the flying saucer on top of Soldier Field. I was there. I have a ticket. Went with my dad. Great experience. You know what I want them to do now that they've done this? I want the Bears to rebuild Arlington Park. That's what I want them to do. Okay, I want Arlington Park. I want a better version of a great place that was torn down, a piece of my past that I'm never going to get back. So do me a favor. Build the stadium in the city. I have always said I want my professional teams to play in the city. You know what? Build the stadium in the lake. Let's go back to that. Floating stadium. Build me a new and better horse track. That's what I want in Arlington Heights.
Wow. I mean, you know, as you know, because we've been to the track together many times, Dustin, it breaks my heart that Arlington is gone. I had many a fun day there. Over the course of a lifetime, and I miss it. And I miss horse racing, generally speaking. Look, I think that the stadium on the lakefront is a no-go, okay? The South Lot Stadium, that whole plan, that idea, I think that's not happening. I think they haven't gotten any infrastructure improvement for that. I don't see it happening anytime soon. I think the appetite for that in Springfield is non-existent. It would appear as if having the mayor of Chicago on your side means nothing because the city has so many problems. I'm talking budgetary problems. There's literally nothing that can be done to help them. They're still trying to figure out where the money's coming from. The shortfall is like $1 billion. It's absurd. So it's all, you know, we're dealing with monopoly money. The idea that the public are going to kick in $2.7 billion so you can have a stadium where there is a stadium already that's not paid for. It's just, it's crazy.
Remember when people were invoking fiscal responsibility?
That's right.
Whatever happened to that?
I don't think it's been taken seriously. So now that this Michael Reese thing, that is interesting to me only because there is enough business people perhaps supporting that, building around it. But there's still Metro Tracks.
And
they have to figure out a way to. It's very ambitious.
Complicated.
And it seems like it would take a very long time.
Yes.
It feels like you could have shovels in the ground by January.
This has been expedited now.
If
they want it to be.
If they want it there.
If they want it to be.
If they are satisfied in having it there, then all these other elements have just added to the approval of the tax plan. I know there's still some things that it was comical. It was like a memo. There's the way they describe the understanding. So the local boards and the schools still have to vote on it, but they've come to an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be done in the next month, and then you could get going. I just think they need to get going. I think that they're running out of time and they need to get going. And I love the idea of them in Chicago, but it doesn't feel like it's going to be able to work out in terms of the money. So get going. That sounds good to me.